Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy.
Welcome to Midweek Motivation Summer Pursuit. Let's reflect on Psalm 100. He is worthy. What are the action steps that the truth of God's Word is asking us to focus on? And why is He so worthy of it? Inside my circle, I wrote, make a joyful noise, serve gladly, come into His presence sincerely with singing, thank Him on approach, offer Him recognition for His blessings. And some of the worthy whys that came out like sun rays from that, He is God. We are image bearers. He is our Creator. We belong to Him. He is our shepherd. We are His sheep. He is good. He is faithful. He is steadfast. His love endures forever, and generational blessings. And remember the verses for cross-referencing, Luke 24:52-53, Psalms 9, Psalm 40, verse 10, Psalm 25:8-9, Nahum 1:7, and 1 Chronicles 16:28-32. So I hope you are enjoying your active participation with the Word of God, and I hope you are seeing the intentionality of the Holy Spirit revealing truths to us changes our application of it. And so I hope you are also thinking about maybe someone else that you would like to share what you are receiving from this journey this summer. And I hope you're sharing your application with how the Word of God is speaking to you with someone as well. All right, let's get into today. We're going to look at Psalm 37, so flip back a few pages in your Bible. And Psalm 37 is longer than the chapters we've covered so far, so we're going to actually break this up. The very first experience with it, I'm offering you the opportunity of sticking with just verses 1 through 11. So Psalm 37, 1 through 11, and I'm just going to begin by reading it for us. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself, it tends only to evil, for the evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. In just a little while the wicked will be no more. Though you look carefully at this place, he will not be there. But the meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant peace. Heavenly Father, allow the Holy Spirit to reveal your truths to us. This opportunity for you is to, at the top of my page, I made a T-chart, but it only goes about two-thirds down the page. On the left side of the T-chart, I put don't. And on the right side of the T chart, I put do. My title for this Psalm 37, 1 through 11 is Rest in Him. And when I drew a line about two thirds down for my top T chart, it left a space at the bottom of the paper that I just wrote down God's will. If I concern myself with the top part of this page of the don't do's and do, then God's will and His way will be orchestrated as I'm just worrying about the do's and the don'ts of discipleship. So let's look at a few examples just to get you started, and then I'm excited for this opportunity for you this week. 37:1, fret not. So immediately, should we put that on the left don't side or the right do side? Yep, you're right. Fret not is the first bullet on don't. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers. So where does that go? Don't side. Verse 2, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. So that's my first two bullets on the do right column. Trust him, do good. I'm going to stop there. I think you totally understand what's going on. And just remember, at the very bottom, write down anything that you see from the truth of God's word that is God's will to do. So for example, fading like the grass and withering, that's for God's will to do. It references it up there in verse 2 that we're not to fret over evildoers or be envious of wrongdoers and be like, why hasn't anything happened to them? Trying to be their judge and jury and convictor. God has them. They will fade and wither if and when God wants that to happen. But it is very detrimental to our spirit and our posture if we're worried about being the gatekeeper for everyone else, when we should only be diligently gatekeeping ourselves. So, just as a reflection, don't column, do column, and on the bottom, leave it up to God column. So I hope you enjoy this opportunity to interact with Psalm 37, 1 through 11, to just kind of keep us again focused and framed. And I am going to give you some cross-reference verses like I did for our last chapter. Psalm 16, 1 and 2, Philippians 2, 13, Galatians 5, 16, John 14, 12 through 14. So look up those cross-references and see what verses you feel those support in Psalm 37. I hope you have a wonderful week ahead and join us next Wednesday.
May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.